Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz, Eliza and Anissa with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a crime scene has been declared after two bodies were found dead by police in Brisbane's West. Police and emergency services were called to the Brisbane West property for a welfare check around 12:43pm on Monday, where they found two bodies inside. Police are now launching an investigation, but believe there is no ongoing threat to the public.
Several NRL players, including Payne Haas from Brisbane Broncos, have been endorsing and wearing a clothing label that has ties to Sydney's crime ring. R4W, meaning Ready for War, is a label of Sydney rapper known as A Huncho, who is a key figure in Sydney's gang wars. The slogan Ready for War is affiliated with the crime network, who are responsible for mass drug sales and various murder charges. A New South Wales police officer has commented on the dangers of people ripping gang merchandise, saying if a teenager is walking around in R4W clothing, a rival gang could attack you. It's like the Comanchero bikie gang selling their gear commercially.
In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has invited United Arab Emirates retail giant Lulu Hypermarket to enter the Australian market and take on Coles and Woolworths. Albanese confirmed the invitation to Lulu Hypermarket chairman while on a trip through the United Arabs as Australia's free trade agreement with the Middle East nation takes effect. The Emirati retail giant is one of the largest retail chains in the Middle East, with more than 250 outlets across the Gulf states and elsewhere. I have encouraged him to come to Australia as well. We need more competition in the Australian supermarket sector, and we have a little discussion about that, the Prime Minister said.
The Albanese government agreed to ease the conditions it had initially proposed to protect the World Heritage listed Indigenous rock art at Murujuga from Woodside's massive Northwest Shelf gas project after the fossil fuel company argued it might have to shut down operations. A statement of reasons outlining the rationale behind Environment Minister Murray Watt's approval of the project's 2070 lifespan extension provides specifics on this decision. Watt agreed with the Environment Department's recommendation that there was substantial scientific proof that industrial pollutants had seriously harmed the Murujuga rock art. Despite the implementation of certain protections, worries about the gas project's current and potential effects on the delicate and culturally significant Murujuga petroglyphs still exist.
In international news, a deadly typhoon has devastated the islands of the Philippines and northern Vietnam last week, destroying homes and taking the lives of 13 people. Typhoon Baloy has caused damage to more than 347,000 people who have lost electricity, while heavy rains and wind have severely damaged infrastructure. There are 13 deaths confirmed, another 17 people are missing, and the typhoon has downgraded to a storm, which is now entering Laos. One witness interviewed has reportedly commented, "I've witnessed many storms and this is one of the strongest."
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently 23 degrees, looking at the maximum of 28. The UV index is expected to reach 8, which is considered very high. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.